Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. We're going outside the boundaries of Santa Barbara, but staying in California. Going to talk this segment with a real estate agent, a realtor, I might add, out of Santa Rosa, California. He serves the San Francisco North Bay area, and he has the distinction of having one of the most unusual listings on the planet. It's an island in San Francisco Bay, and it's listed for just under $5 million. I read about it a few days ago in the Santa Barbara News Press. I called him up north. His name is Stephen Higby, and he was nice enough to join us to talk a little bit about his listing. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Stephen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Last year, I read about an article about an island back off New York coast, off City Island, and it was called Rat Island. It had nothing to do with rats. And it was about 2.5 acres. And at low tide, it was at 2.5 acres. It was almost submerged at high tide. And it was actually very close to the shore. And the guy who bought it actually lived in a house where he could look at it, and you could swim to it or boat to it. And sold at auction for $160,000. Now, I'd like you to describe your island on the West Coast here, listed for just under $5 million. What's the difference between Rat Island and what's the name of your island? Does it have a name?
It's Red Rock Island, so named for the red rock that makes up most of it. It has manganese, not of a super high quality manganese, but there is manganese ore in it. And it's just shy of 6 acres. Has the distinction of being the only privately held island in San Francisco Bay. And it's also one of the wrinkles with it is it was one of the first points of survey for the whole Bay Area back in the 1850s, to the point where it has a benchmark on sort of like call it one corner of the island. So there's a little slice of Marin County, San Francisco County, and Contra Costa County all converge in this one point, although the biggest piece is just over 4 acres. It's Contra Costa County, and San Francisco's a little over an acre.
So you're saying it covers three different counties?
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah, but if you're going to build on it, you'd probably want to stick in one county. It's a headache enough to deal with one county to get permits and that sort of thing.
You know, that's funny. That's a funny joke. I imagine no matter where you built, they would have one county override and be the dominant county, because there was a listing here, and we have the city of Santa Barbara, and then as you move out, then you have the county of Santa Barbara outside the city limits, and there was a house for sale that had the same thing. It was the county and the city line went right through the middle of the parcel, and we were kind of joking about if you built a house right in the line, you know, how you'd have city of Santa Barbara require zoning inspections, the county doesn't. So we were joking how that would work out. So so you figure they'd just go with the bigger county.
Yeah, in fact, you already pay the property taxes to the larger county, and they divvy it up with the other two. So this is actually in the city of San Francisco, because the city of San Francisco and the county of San Francisco have the same border. So most people have no idea that San Francisco goes this far north.
Oh, city of San Francisco and the county of San Francisco have the same borders.
Right.
Did not know that. Now, you talk about building on this island. Now, it's been for sale for, you've had it for quite some time, about 6-7 years?
Right.
You know, in the real estate business, a lot of people listening might not know this, but you have the term